Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up on March 8th, it's the International Women's Day Teabags of Love number 3 Career Mentoring Forum. It is the brainchild of Barbara Washington, and she joins us here this morning. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Brian. How are you today?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be back on the beach. But I'm not. I'm here, and I'm with you, and I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, I hope by the time we finish this conversation, you'll feel like you're on the beach and I've been there.
I do, too. Tell us a little bit about Teabags of Love number 3.
I'm excited about it. We are looking forward to having about 200-plus women of diverse backgrounds to come together to celebrate how women can work together to advance their careers and their personal lives. And I'm very excited that Maria Tina is going to join us as our moderator, and Vicki Newton will be our MC.
That sounds like a great group. You have several other honorary chairs and others who are going to be there to give their advice as well. Tell us about them.
Yes, we have some very exciting people coming to celebrate this wonderful event. Kitty Radcliffe, Explore St. Louis, Cela Hall, Gazelle, Dr. Yemi Okande-Barsh from Focus St. Louis, and all the way from Atlanta, Dr. Chris Michelle Jones is coming in to all provide remarks to testify about the importance and significance of mentoring.
And Bobcat has 7 career mentoring principles. Tell me a little bit about those and why they are so important.
Well, with the era of Me Too now going on in mm-hmm. the world, I've always, since a child, looked up to the elderly women for advice. And when I grew older, I was able to find a mentor who also gave me advice. And so this is the premise by which I set up the Bobcat mentoring principles of being cooperative, dependable, respectable, loyal, trustworthy, patient, and understanding. And I'm excited that Carrie Meyerball is coming in to speak to the women to help bring and flesh out those principles to the audience. And Darlene Green, who represents the epitome of what it means to be a mentor, is going to be receiving the Teabags of Love Award.
Now, Carrie Meyerball is the owner of Jumar Services of Owosso, Ohio. What makes her special?
Well, she is going to present her famous speech, You'll Be Your Own CEO. And we're trying to encourage young people who are coming from Maryville. These are our educational partners. They're coming from Maryville, St. Louis University, and Western University. I'm inviting communication students and journalism students, as well as international study students, to join us so that they can meet and network with some of these awesome women. And I'm so thankful to Edward Jones for headlining our event at this special occasion.
Visiting with Barbara Washington of the Bobcat International Women's Career Mentoring and Scholarship Initiative, talking about Teabags of Love, number 3. Again, this is Thursday, March 8th in the Archview Ballroom at the Hilton St. Louis at the ballpark. You mentioned the Me Too movement. Barbara, how do you think that is going to change things for women in the workplace and as they climb the ladder?
Well, I really believe that women need the basic principles to know how to be strong, to know how to work together, and to go to the boardroom, to go to the golf courses, and be able to negotiate, to be able to say no, and to be able to report when it happens now. And I think that when we do this Teabags of Love event, our goal is to be able to bring about this great camaraderie amongst the women. We want to encourage them to be able to support one another, but also support their male counterparts and be able to be in a great working environment. And so we want to do this in a loving, caring spirit. And that's really what Bobcat is all about.
I want to ask you, before we go, we have another minute and a half or so. It's for those who maybe can't make this event, but you have some advice for young women who are in the workplace and working their way up. What would your most important piece of advice be?
Well, after nearly four decades of working in the business and developing programs for young women and presenting scholarships to help advance their educational careers, I would say to a young woman that they need to at least reach out to either at their work, at their church, or even their own family, because there's people who can present or provide advice that might help guide you or keep you from falling through the cracks and be able to also advance your career. And to be a mentor, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't take all day. It doesn't take every day in the week. You could actually be a mentor by just lending your support, by giving a young person an opportunity for a career presentation or taking them out for a lunch and just talking to them to advise them or referring them to someone else, utilizing the resources available to you to help them advance. And what I believe in this project, the senior women that we are connecting with, the entry-level women, will be able to help each other. The senior women will be able to provide their experience and be able to keep the young women on track. The younger women will be able to introduce the senior women into the new work world because there's a lot of changes.
And so where can we go to find more information and to get tickets for the Tea Bags of Love?
Oh, yeah, they can go online to www.teabagsoflove.com or they can call me at 478-2229. And I might add that I have a very exciting board of directors that's working with me to help make this event happen. And we're going to have seven panelists. These women are career experts. And so we encourage you to come and wear your favorite international attire and celebrate with us at this wonderful event.
Teabagsoflove.org. Barbara Washington, thank you very much for joining me and have a great day on March 8th. It's 8:57. The news is coming up.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.